There were over 27,000 bankruptcy filings in Wisconsin last year. That's almost a 30% increase over 2008 and a 75% rise from 2007. Ken Doran is a bankruptcy lawyer in Madison. He says the bankruptcy is generally a trailing index of the economy.
A lot of the people who file are people who lost their jobs 6 months, a year, 2 years before that, or have had a fairly unmanageable debt load for a long time and take a while trying every other alternative before they come to the conclusion they may need to consider bankruptcy.
Doran says he thinks the probability is pretty high that bankruptcies will continue to increase, at least in the near future. Ken King is executive director and counselor with the nonprofit Consumer Credit Counseling Services of Sheboygan. He says the economy and lingering unemployment are major reasons why his clients seek bankruptcy counseling.
Reduced income plays a big role. Excessive amount of debt and poor spending habits in the past have created a large amount of debt, and when they had the cash flow, they were able to make the payments on time. Now with reduced hours, they are not able to sustain those payments, so that is a major part of the consideration.
The number of bankruptcy filings has actually been higher in the past in the state. In 2005, there were over 38,000 bankruptcies. But there was a surge nationwide that year of filings before a new federal bankruptcy law kicked in that was designed to curb bankruptcy abuse. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.